Well, greetings everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries worldwide daily over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on the Everett Sullivan story right after this. Well, some years ago, back in 1983, when I was running Barrister's Inn up in Boise, Idaho, there was a Baptist preacher in Nebraska. And this Baptist preacher had a day school, kindergarten through 12th grade, I believe it was. And the government got after him, and they put him in jail a couple of times. You see, the teachers that he had in his school weren't certified. They weren't licensed, bonded, and insured. And so this Baptist preacher, he said, wait a minute, we got freedom of religion. You know, we've got rights. This is America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. You know, he'd been to school just like I had. And so we all admired Everett Sullivan because he stood up for our constitutional rights and what he believed was an incursion into, or an invasion maybe even into, the rights of the people who send their children to this private school to educate these children in the way that they deem is best for their children. And most Americans believe that these are our children. See, they have children, and they say, well, these are our children. Well, Dr. Sullivan, they call him Doctor. I guess he's got a PhD. Dr. Everett Sullivan, a Baptist pastor, has gained renown as the Nebraska preacher who went to jail rather than to license his school. So in a recent talk to a Missouri congregation, here's what he said to those people in Missouri. Quote, he said, now, many people have asked me, how did they get you in jail? And let me say this, and it may shock you, but I personally was never charged with anything. I've never been charged with breaking the law. I've never been charged with committing a crime. I've never had a trial. So you may ask again, well, how in the world did they get you in jail? And he said, now, I don't know much about your church, and I may hit you here, but I'm finding that this is one of the things that God wants me to tell churches. You see, they sued the corporation. And I don't know if your church is incorporated or not, but if it is, then you better listen up. When a church incorporates, it becomes a creature of the state, and its officers become agents of the state. And those agents and officers and the corporation, as agents of the state, have no constitutional rights. And by the way, if you take a license out for anything, you lose your constitutional right for the thing that you took the license out for. Now, I'm going to give you a real shocker. And I don't like to do this because it makes me look so ridiculous. But you see, we've learned some things. For 6 years, we went down to the legislature and we said to the legislature, give us some relief. Now, I'm here tonight and I'm glad that I'm here tonight and that I can stand before you and say that they did not give us the relief that we were seeking. And I'm really glad that they didn't give us that relief because the Constitution says that it is an area that the government should not be involved in the first place. But you see, as we testified before the committee, the parents of these children would testify to these committee members in the legislature of Nebraska. And they would weep, and they would say, these are our little children. God gave us these little children, and we are responsible for them, as they would look across the table at those senators. Now, Senator Pfeiffer, who was a young man about 38 years old, he's an attorney, and he's a legislator. He was on the Education Committee Subcommittee. And as these parents were testifying, Mr. Pfeiffer looked back across the table and he asked this one young mother who had just completed her testimony, he said, "Do you have a state marriage license?" And she said, "Yes, I do." And Senator Pfeiffer then asked her this question. He said, "Hasn't anybody ever told you that a marriage license is a privilege from the state? And that every child born to a family with a state marriage license is a ward of the state?" Now, Senator Peter Hoagland was on a television show with me debating this issue. And what Senator Hoagland said to me on that show was repeated by the head of the state PTA and by the executive director of the State School Board Association, and by the executive director of the Teachers Union. Now, four people now, all said the same thing. And we were on Channel 6, live at 5, and the moderator looked over at me and she said, "Now, Pastor Sullivan, only 8 states in the Union require license to schools and certified teachers. So it surely must not be that important of an issue." And I said, "You're right. And there is a way to solve this problem. It's national standardized testing. We had our students tested by the state's own experts. And we, in our Baptist school, are one full year ahead of the public school system in Nebraska. We are 2.5 years ahead of the Omaha, Nebraska public school system. We were so good that the judge wouldn't even let us put that into the record." So then she looked over at Senator Hoagland and she said, "Now, Senator, why is Nebraska making such a big deal out of this?" Now listen up, folks, because that senator, Peter Hoagland, said to the whole listening audience, "Well, the reason that we're making a big deal out of this is because fundamental Bible-believing Christians do not have a right to educate children in their doctrine. Because in the year 2000, America is going to be part of the one world socialist order, and their children will not fit in." Now, boys and girls, you Christians, you Muslims, you Buddhists, you Confucianists, do not have a right to educate your children in your religious doctrines. None of you do. And that's because you all have marriage licenses and birth certificates, and you have passed your seed through the fire to Moloch. And the state owns your child.